All right, so Mahaprabhu is starting on his journey in his attempt to go to Vrindavan, and then he was on his way to Chaturdvara, and King Prataparudra had given that instruction that everywhere in all the villages to make new residences, to put stocks of grains and foodstuffs, and to make new boats for wherever he crosses the Ganges, and put up a memorial wherever he crosses the Ganges or bathes. And then the ladies of the house came out, of the ladies of the royal household came and sat on the elephants that had tents on their backs, and they were on each side of the route where he would go. And all the queens and the ladies of the palaces offered their obeisances to him. Upon seeing the Lord, they all felt themselves overwhelmed with love of Godhead. And tears pouring from their eyes, they began to chant the holy name, Krishna, 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 Kahe Netra Ashru Varishaya. There is no one as merciful as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu within all three worlds. Simply by seeing him from a distance, one is overwhelmed with love of Godhead. The Lord then got into a new boat and crossed the river. Walking in the full moonlight, he finally reached the town known as Chaturdvara. The Lord spent his night there. We read this all this yesterday. And in the morning took his bath. At that time, remnants of Lord Jagannath's food arrived. Following the orders of the king, the superintendent of the temple sent large quantities of prasadam every day, and it was carried by many persons. After accepting the prasad, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood up and started to go, chanting the holy names, Hari, Hari. Then, starting today, Ramananda Madaraja Sri Hari Chandana Sanghe Seva Kori Chale Eti Najana. Ramananda Roy, Madaraja, and Sri Hari Chandana always went with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and rendered various services. Prabhu Sanghe Puri Gosai Swarupa Damodara Jagarananda Mukunda Govinda Kashishwara Haridasa Thakura Ara Pandita Vakreshwara Gopinatha Charja Ara Pandita Damodar Ramai Nandai Ara Bahu Bhaktagana Pradhana Kahi Lung Sabara Ke Kare Ganana. And you can probably guess what the translation is. These devotees accompanied the Lord. Paramananda Puri Goswami Swarup Damodar Jagarananda Mukunda Govinda Kashishwa Haridas Thakur Vakreshwara Pandit, Gopinathacharya, Damodar Pandit, Ramai, Nandai, and many other devotees accompanied the Lord. I have mentioned only the chief devotees. No one can describe the total number. Gadadhara Pandita Jabe Sangite Chalila Kshetra Sanyasana Chariha Prabhu Nishedhila. When Gadadhar Pandit tried to go with the Lord, he was forbidden to come and was asked not to give up the vow of Kshetra Sannyas. And a small purport by Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, by whose grace we have this book. Purport. When one takes Kshetra Sannyas, he leaves his household life and goes to a place of pilgrimage devoted to Lord Vishnu. Such places include Purushottama, which is Jagannath Puri, Nabadeep Dham, and Mathura Dham. The Kshetra Sannyasi lives in these places alone or with his family. Achcha. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur considers Kshetra Sannyas to be preferable, to be the preferable vanaprastha situation in the age of Kali. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur considers Kshetra Sannyas to be the preferable vanaprastha situation in this age of Kali. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya lived in this way, and he has been called a Kshetra Sannyasi That is, a sannyasi living in Jagannath Puri. Then, Pandita kohe yaha tumi se nila chala kshetra sannyasa mora yauka rasatala. Where is Rasatala? Who knows? Where is Rasatala? You know where Rasatala is. Oh, I know where Rasatala is. I can tell you all about Rasatala. Rasatala is the hellish planets below. When he was requested to return to Jagannath Puri, Gadadhar Pandit told the Lord, "Wherever you are staying is Jagannath Puri. Let my so-called Kshetra Sannyas go to H-E-L-L, go to Rasatala. Let my Kshetra Sannyas..."
Sounds better that way.
Huh?
Sounds better that way.
Which way?
Go to Rasatala.
Go to Rasatala. Let my Kshetra Sannyas go to hell or Rasatala. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu... Okay. Prabhu kohe... Iha kora gopinata sevana, pandita kohe, koti seva tvarpada darshana. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Gadadhar Pandit to remain at Jagannath Puri and engage in Gopinath's service, Gadadhar Pandit replied, "One renders service to Gopinath 1,000,000 times simply by seeing your lotus feet." Prabhu kohe, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Seva charibe amaya lage dosha ihara hi seva kara amara santosha." He said, "If you abandon his service, Gopinath's service, it will be my fault. It is better that you remain here and render service. That will be my satisfaction." Pandita kohe, "Sabadosha amara uppara, toma sange na yaiba, yaiba ekashvara." Gadadhar Pandit said, "Do not worry, all the faults will be on my head. I shall not accompany you, but shall go alone. Aike dekite yaiba, nayaiba toma lagi. Pratigya seva tyaga dosha tara ami bhagi. I shall go to see Shachimata, but I shall not go for your sake. I shall be responsible for the abandoning of my vow and service to Gopinath." By the way, remember the Gadadhar Pandit, he had been inseparable from Mahaprabhu since young age in Navadvip, and he was always like Mahaprabhu's shadow, practically. And so all the way from school, he went to school with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so now that Mahaprabhu is going to go from Jagannath Puri, it is not ordinary separation. Really, it is tragic separation for him. So I shall take all the responsibility. Etabali pandita gosai pratak chalila kataka ashi prabhutare sange annaila. Thus Gadadhar Pandit Goswami travelled alone. But when they all arrived at Katak, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called him and he went to the Lord's company. Panditera goranga prema bujhana nayaya pratigya Sri Krishna seva charila trina praya. No one can understand the loving intimacy between Gadadhar Pandit and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gadadhar Pandit gave up his vow and service to Gopinath just as one gives up a piece of straw. Purport. Just to get Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's association, Gadadhar Pandit gave up his life's vow to engage in Gopinath's service. This kind of loving affection can be understood only by very confidential devotees. Ordinarily, no one can understand its purport. Tahara charitre prabhur antare santosha tahara hate dhare kohe kare pranaya rosha. Gadadhar Pandit's behavior was very pleasing to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord took his hand and spoke to him, displaying the anger of love. Mahaprabhu said, Pratigya seva charibe e tomara udesh se siddha hoyla chari ayla duradesh. You have abandoned Gopinath's service and broken your vow to live in Puri. All that is now complete because you have come so far. Amara sange rahite chaha vanchanija sukha tomara dui dharma jaya amara hoya dukkha. Your wanting to go with me is simply a desire for sense gratification. In this way, you are breaking two religious principles, and because of this, I am very unhappy. Mora sukha chaha yadi nila chale chala amara shapatha jadi ara kichubala. If you want my happiness, please return to nila chala. You will simply condemn me if you say any more about this matter. Etabali Mahaprabhu naukate chadila muchchitta haya pandita tathai pandila. Saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got into a boat and Gadadha Pandit immediately fell down unconscious. Pandite layayate savabome agyadila bhattacharya kohe utta aiche prabhuralila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Savabhoma Bhattacharya to take Gadadhar Pandit with him. Savabhoma Bhattacharya told Gadadhar Pandit, get up, such are the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tumi jana Krishna nija pratigya charila bhakta kripa vashi bishmera pratigya rakila. You should know, so this is Savabhoma still speaking to Gadadhar. You should know that Lord Krishna himself violated his own promise just to keep the promise of grandfather Bhishma. And then a quote from Srimad Bhagavatam by Savabhoma Bhattacharya, quoting Srimad Bhagavatam to Gadadhar Pandit. Sva nigama apahaya mat pradigyam ritam adhikartam avapluto ratastaha dhritarata charano vyayach chalad gur. Harir eva hantum ibhang gatotariyaha. The quote is, intending to make my promise true, so this is Bhishma speaking, intending to make my promise true, Lord Krishna broke his promise not to take up a weapon at Kurukshetra. With his outer garment falling off, Lord Sri Krishna jumped from his chariot, picked up a wheel, and came running at me to kill me. Indeed, he rushed at me like a lion going to kill an elephant, and he caused the whole earth to tremble. And it's amazing, Bhishma is chanting this glory, and he's the one who's being attacked. And he is chanting this glory. And purport, again by Srila Prabhupada, and a short purport. Lord Krishna promised not to fight in the battle of Kurukshetra, or even take up a weapon. But when Bhishma wanted to keep his own promise, to break the promise of the Lord immediately got down from the chariot. And to make Bhishma's promise true, he picked up a chariot wheel and rushed forward to kill him. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 9, Text 37. And in the Maharaj furnishings, was it Maharaj indoor furnishings, we saw how sturdy even the relatively modern chariot wheels are. We saw in there those magnificent chariots. Do you know how old they are?
50, 60, 100 years.
Not super old.
You can imagine they were the same.
Yeah.
Not the chariots, but the carriages. They used them for ages and they didn't change much.
Yeah. So how substantial is that chariot wheel?
And the chariot wheel is way bigger than that. By the size.
Hare Krishna. All right, so Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is still speaking. Pacify Gadadhar Pandit. Paramananda Prabhu will tell you happily, and I will listen.
That's a long one, Maharaj, really. We should continue. It's the event after event after event to actually understand the position of Krishna.
And this is a situation of Mahabharata. It is very intricate. But we look forward to hearing from Paramananda Prabhu about that event. Mahabharata.
Very thick and big. Yes, there's lots of, you know, things about Bhishma and other Kauravas and Pandavas and Krishna and Balaram and everybody else. But later on we can go.
And the Bhagavad Gita is from the Bhishma Parva of Sri Mahabharata. And Sri Mahabharata is 100,000 verses. In our planet and in the heavenly planets, it is told it is much longer. But we do not have that capacity to digest that. And myself, I have tried reading Mahabharata, and I really understand you have to read it with a guide, because every incident, it is intricately related and interwoven with all sorts of other incidents. But the essential part which is being expressed here is that Krishna, to keep the promise of his devotee, breaks his own promise this way. And anyway, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya now is trying to soothe Gadadhar Pandit's heart, because Gadadhar Pandit, he's come from out from Puri Dham, Jagannath Kshetra, and now Mahaprabhu himself has sent him back. And so he's trying to soothe him, to say, no, all is not lost, and please don't worry. Kind of bringing him back to consciousness with some gentle words, something like that, reassuring words. So then Sarvabhauma is saying, E mat prabhu tomara vichcheda sahiya tomara pratigya raksha kaila yatna kariya. Similarly, tolerating separation from you, talking to Sarvabhauma, talking to Gadadhar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has protected your vow with great endeavor. And this is the point here. E matta kahitare prabodha karila duvijane shokakulla nila chale ayala. In this way, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya revived Gadadhar Pandit. Then both of them, very much grief-stricken, returned to Jagannath Puri, Nila Chala. Prabhu lagi dharma karma chare bhakta gana bhakta dharma hani prabhura nahaya sahana. All the devotees would abandon all kinds of duties for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sake. Yet the Lord did not like the devotees giving up their promised duties. The devotees would abandon all kinds of duties for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sake. But the Lord did not like that the devotees would give up their promised duties.
Similar to the verses we're trying to learn for the last 3 days. Saranagati verse.
And which verse would that be?
Still I'm learning.
You're still learning.
The best student. Still I cannot memorize.
I am the worst student because I memorize it for a short while and then it slips out again. But if we... And then yesterday I heard Gurudev saying again this one verse, and it was a different verse. Again, there are many one verse, and there is also one verse. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Many things where Gurudev is drawing our focus to. All right. Premera vivata ihashune ye jana achire miliye tare chaitanya charanna. All these are the misgivings of loving affairs. All these are the misgivings of loving affairs. Okay? Whoever listens to these incidents gets the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet very soon. Were you listening? Yes, okay. Good, thank you. We got a voice. Somebody is listening. Then they will get shelter of Mahaprabhu's lotus feet very soon. Dui Rajapatraye Prabhu Sange Jaya Jaya Jajupura Ashi Prabhu Tare Dilena Vidaya. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his party arrived at Jajapur, the Lord asked the two government officers who had come with him to return. Prabhu Vidaya Ila Raya Jaya Tarasane Krishna Katha Ramananda Sane Jat Ratri Dine. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bade farewell to the officers and Rai Ramananda continued on with the Lord. The Lord talked to Ramananda Roy about Sri Krishna day and night. In each and every village, Pratigrami Raja Agyaya Raja Bhrityagana Navyagrihe Nana Dravye Karaye Sevana. In each and every village, in compliance with the king's order, government officers constructed new houses and filled each of them with stocks of grains. Thus they served the Lord. E Matachali Prabhu Remuna Ayala Tata hoite Ramananda Raye Vidaya Dila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finally arrived at Remuna, where he bade farewell to Sri Ramananda Roy. One by one, he's bidding farewell. Bhumeti Parila Raya Nahika Chaitana Raye Kole Kari Prabhu Karaye Krandana. When Ramananda Roy fell to the ground and lost consciousness, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took him upon his lap and began to cry, Hare Krishna, my goodness. So when Ramananda Roy fell to the ground and lost consciousness, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took him upon his lap and began to cry. Rayera vidaya bhava na jaya sahana kahite na pari e tahara vanana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feelings of separation from Ramananda Roy are very difficult to describe. Indeed, it is almost intolerable to do so, and therefore I cannot describe them further. Hare Krishna. This is Krishna Das Kaviraj. Tabe odra desha shima Prabhu chali aila tata raja adhikari Prabhure milila. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finally arrived at the border of the state of Orissa, a government officer came there to meet him. Dina duvi chariteho karila sevana Age chalibare se kahi vivarana. For 2 or 4 days, the government officer served the Lord. He also gave the Lord detailed information of what was ahead. Madhyapa Yavana Rajaya Age Adhikara Tarabaya Patekeha Nare Chalibara. He informed the Lord that the territory ahead was ruled by a Muslim governor who was a drunkard. Out of fear of this king, no one would walk the road safely. Sorry, no one could walk the road safely. Pichalada Paryanta Sabha Tara Adhikara Tara Bhaye Nadikeha Hoite Nare Para. The jurisdiction of that Muslim government extended up to Pichalada. Due to fear of the Muslims, no one would cross the river. Maharaja Prataparudra's government. Oh, what am I saying? Maharaja Prataparudra's government. Dina Kataraha Sandikari Tarasame Tabe Suke Naukate Karaiba Gamane. Maharaja Prataparudra's government officer further informed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he should stay at the Orissa border for some days, so that a peaceful agreement could be negotiated with the Muslim governor. In that way, the Lord would be able to cross the river peacefully in a boat. Se kale se yavanere ka anuchara udiya katake aila karive shantara. At that time, a follower of the Muslim governor arrived at the Orissa encampment, dressed in disguise, like a spy. He's coming to see what's going on. Praburae abaduta charitra dekia hindu chara kahe se yavana pasha gya. Acha. We're always saying that the word Hindu is not given in the scripture. I suppose that means it's not given in the ancient scripture. So by the time Mahaprabhu was present, then the word Hindu was used.
Can you hear it again?
Prabhurase avaduta charitra dekya hindu chara kahe se yavana pasha giya. The word is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Eka sanyasi ayala jagannatha hoite anika siddha purusha hoya tahara sahite. The Muslim spy saw the wonderful characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and when he returned to the Muslim governor, he told him, a mendicant has come from Jagannath Puri with many liberated persons. Nirantara kare sabe Krishna sankirtana sabe hase nache gaya karaye krandama. So this is the spy telling to the Muslim governor, all these saintly people incessantly chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and they all laugh, dance, chant and cry. And this is indirectly, he's chanting their glories. I mean, not even indirectly, he is chanting their glories.
The fact that he's recognizing them as the same people. Okay.
And chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Se sabba loka hoya baulera praya Krishna kohinache kande garagadi ayaya. All these people become like madmen. They simply chant the holy name of Krishna and dance. Sometimes they even cry and roll on the ground. Kahe bara kata nahe dekile se jane tahara prabhavitare ishvara kori mane. Actually, these things cannot be described. One can understand them only by seeing. Considering his influence, that mendicant he's referring to Mahaprabhu, considering his influence, I accept him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the spy telling. After saying this, Etta kahi se chara hari krishna gaya hase kandi nache gaya baulera praya. After saying this, the messenger began to chant the holy names of Hari and Krishna. He also began to laugh and cry, dance and sing exactly like a madman. Oh dear, what did the Muslim governor think? When the Muslim governor heard this, his mind changed. Etta shunni javanera mana firi gela apana vishvasa udya stane pataila. When the Muslim governor heard this, his mind changed. He then sent his secretary to the representative of the Orissan government. Vishvasa asya prabhura charana bandila krishna krishna kohi preme vivala hoyala. The Muslim secretary came to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he offered his respects to the Lord's lotus feet and uttered the holy name of the Lord, Krishna, Krishna, he also was overcome with ecstatic love. Dairahaya udiyake kohe namaskari tomastane pataila mlecha adhikari. After calming down, the Muslim secretary offered his respects and informed the representative of the Orissan government that the Muslim governor has sent me here. Tumi jadi agyadeha etake asya javana adhikare jaya prabhuke mililya. If you agree, the Muslim governor will come here to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then return. He's proposing that the actual, this once monster king, this governor of bad repute, that he will come himself to meet Mahaprabhu. Bahuta utkanta thara karache vinaya tomasane e sandhi nahi yuddha bhaya. The Muslim governor is very eager and he has submitted this petition with great respect. It is a proposal for peace. You need not fear that we will fight. Shuni mahapatra kahe haya vismaya madhyapa javanera chitta aiche ke karaya. Upon hearing this proposal, the representative of the Orissan government, the Mahapatra, was very much astonished, naturally. He thought, the Muslim governor is a drunkard? Who has changed his mind? Apane Mahaprabhu taramanna firaila dashana smarane yara jagat tarila. It must be Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself who has changed the Muslim's mind. Due to his presence, Mahaprabhu's presence, and even due to his remembrance, the whole world is liberated. Etta vali vishvasera kahila vachana bhagyatarashi karuka prabhu darashana. After thinking in this way, the Mahapatra immediately informed the Muslim secretary that it is a great fortune for your governor. Let him come and visit Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. However, pratita kariye jadi nirastrahaya ashibeka panchashata britya sangilaya. However, let me make it understood that he should come here without weapons. He may bring with him 5 or 7 servants. Vishvasa yagyatahare sakala kahila hindu veshad hari se yavana ayala. The secretary returned to the Muslim governor and informed him of this news. Dressing himself like a Hindu, The Muslim governor then came to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
That was unheard of.
That the Muslim governor will dress as a Hindu and come to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dura hoite Prabhu, deki bhumete pariya, dandavat kore, ashupula kitahaya. Upon seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from a distant place, the Muslim governor fell to the ground and offered obeisances. Tears came to his eyes, and he was jubilant with ecstatic emotions. Mahapatra anilatare korea samana yorahate prabhuage laya krishna nama. Arriving in that way, the Muslim governor was respectfully brought before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by the Mahapatra. The governor then stood before the Lord with folded hands and he chanted the holy name of Krishna. The governor then submissively asked, Adhama Yavana Kule Kena Janmahoila Vidhi More Hindu Kule Kena Na Janmaila. Why was I born in a Muslim family? This is considered a low birth. Why didn't Supreme Providence grant me a birth in a Hindu family? Hindu Hoile Patit. Hindu hoile paitama tomara charana sanidhana vyatamore edeha yoka parana. He's continuing. If I had taken birth in a Hindu family, it would have been easy for me to remain near your lotus feet. Since my body is now useless, let me die immediately. Etashuni Mahapatra Avishta Hoya Prabhuke Karena Stuti Charane Dharya. Upon hearing the governor's submissive statement, the Mahapatra was overwhelmed with joy. He clasped the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and began to offer the following prayers. So this is now the Mahapatra speaking, praying to Mahaprabhu. Chandala Pavitra Yara Sri Nama Shravane Hena Tomara Ejiva Pila Darashane. Simply by hearing your holy name, a Chandala, the lowest of men, can be purified. Now this conditioned soul has received your personal interview. Ihara ye E gati ite ki vismaya tomara darshana prabhava e matahoya. It is no wonder that this Muslim governor has attained such results. Simply by seeing you, all this is possible. And then a quote he's making, a quote from Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yan namadheya shravanan ukirtanad yat pravanad yat smaranad api kvachit svadopi sadyaha savanaya kalpate kutaha punaste bhagavan nu dashanat.
So quote, I'm not really sure who's saying it. However, the quote is, to say nothing of the spiritual advancement of persons who see the Supreme Person, face to face, even a person born in a family of dog-eaters becomes immediately eligible to perform Vedic sacrifices if he once utters the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or chants about him, hears about his pastimes, offers him obeisances, or even remembers him. There's a, not a very long, but there is a purport by Srila Prabhupada where he's just expanding on this to some extent, especially in reference to the Europeans and Americans who have already been purified by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Anything about Chinese mentioned there?
Nothing about Chinese mentioned there. And is Russia part of Europe?
Yes.
Yes? Oh, okay. There we go. Hare Krishna. Tabe Mahaprabhu Tare Kripa Drishti Kare Ashvasi Ya Kohe Tumi Kaha Krishna Hare. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then glanced with mercy at the Muslim governor. Giving him assurance, he asked him to chant the holy names Krishna and Hari. Se kohe more yadi koila angikara ekka agya deha seva kori ye tomara. The Muslim governor then said, since you have so kindly accepted me, please give me some order so that I can render you some service. Go Brahmana Vaishnave Hingsa Koriyachi Apara Se Papa Hoite Mora Hauka Nistara. The Muslim governor then prayed for liberation from the unlimited sinful reactions he had previously incurred by being envious of Brahmanas and Vaishnavas and of killing cows. Go Brahmana Vaishnave Hingsa Karayiche Apara. Hare Krishna. Tabe Mukunda Datta Kohe Shunna Mahashaya Gangatira Yayate Mahaprabhura Manahaya. Mukunda Datta then told the Muslim governor, my dear sir, please hear, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wishes to go to the bank of the Ganges. Taha yaita kara tumi sahaya prakara ebadagya ebada upakara. Please give him all assistance so that he can go there. This is your first great order, and if you can comply, you will render a great service. Tabe se Mahaprabhura Charana Vandiya Sabara Charana Vandi Chale Hrishta Haya. After this, the Muslim governor offered prayers to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as well as to the lotus feet of all his devotees, means Mahaprabhu's devotees. After that, the governor departed. Indeed, he was very pleased. Mahapatra Tarasane Koila Kola Kulli Aneka Samagri Aneka Samagridiya Korila Mitali. Before the governor left, the Mahapatra embraced him and offered him many gifts. He thus established a friendship with him. Prataha Kalese Bahunauka Sarjana Prabhu ke anite dila vishvasa patana. The next morning, the governor sent his secretary with many nicely decorated boats to bring Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the other side of the river. Mahapatra chaliyoila mahaprubhasane mlecha asi koila prabhura charana vandane. The Mahapatra crossed the river with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when they reached the other side, the Muslim governor personally received the Lord and worshipped his lotus feet. Eka navina nauka tara madhyaghara swagane chara ila prabhu tahara uppara. One of the boats had been newly constructed and it had a room in the middle. It was on this boat that they put Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. Mahapatre Mahaprabhu Korila Vidaya Kandite Kandite Se Tire Rahichaya. Finally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bade farewell to the Mahapatra. Standing on the riverbank and looking at the boat, the Mahapatra began to cry. Jalladasyu Bahye Se Yavana Chalila Dasha Nauka Bhari Bahu Sanya Sange Nila. The Muslim governor then personally accompanied Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because of pirates, the governor took 10 boats filled with many soldiers. You see, it was a wild time. Not only the present age. It's only that in the present age we have worldwide instant news, and so many things in distant places are brought to our attention. But it was a wild time, even though it was also a glorious time for the strong kingdoms, as we saw, with the king having all the elephants with tents on the top and all these things, and the king arriving himself on a palanquin with so many associates. And when Mahaprabhu first met Ramananda Roy, he was also accompanied by drummers and singers and all things with a whole entourage.
Brahmanas chanting Vedic hymns
and so many glorious things. But that is simultaneously happening, and simultaneously the wild events of the pirates, and he had 10 boats filled with many soldiers protecting them.
Yeah, lots of dangers. And then while Mahaprabhu was walking from Puri to Navadvip, for example, he must have crossed several kingdoms.
Yeah.
A protectorate.
Yeah. And you see, when the devotees go there each year, then Shivananda Sen is the one who's taking the responsibility to basically bribe the people to get them across the different protectorates and borders, etc., and pay the taxes and this, that, and the other. There's a long-standing tradition in East India. Hare Krishna. Mantreshwar Dushtanade Parakara Ila Pichalda Paryanta Se Yavana Ayila. The Muslim governor accompanied Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu past Mantreshwar. This place was very dangerous due to pirates. He took the Lord to a place named Pichalda, which was near Mantreshwar. Okay, we'll just read another couple of verses. Tare vidaya dila prabhu se grama hoite se kale tara prema cheshta na pari vanite. Finally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bade the governor farewell. The intense ecstatic love exhibited by the governor cannot be described. Alaukika lila kore Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Ye iha shunne tara janma deha dhanya. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are all uncommon. Whoever listens to his activities becomes glorious and his life becomes perfect. Se naukachari prabhu aila panihati navi kere paraila nijatripashati. The Lord finally reached Panihati, and as an act of mercy, the Lord gave the captain of the boat one of his personal garments. Hare Krishna! Jai Shri Giriraj Govardhanju Ki Jai! Okay, we'll finish here today. All wonderful things. When I was young, we did not have television. I mean, television had been invented, but we did not have a television. And we used to listen to the radio. And then, so the radio would be on, and you'd hear plays, and you'd hear things over the radio. And then later, when we got a television, then I would hear some of the things we heard on television, on the radio, and then we'd see on the television sort of the television equivalent of the radio play that we'd heard on the radio. And the television just seemed so limiting to me that we built up in our mind as something which was much more than the television showed. And even I remember seeing some of the first things on the television which I'd also heard on the radio. And I thought, what they put on the television is wrong. It's not like that. This was some feeling that came to me. And so now in this present age, we tend to be sort of television conscious, or thankfully myself, I haven't watched a TV as such, but we tend to look at something, and the Krishna plays and stuff like that on the TV too. And Mahaprabhu of Nadia, there's an old movie about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and I honestly could not watch it, because we understand what's taking place and what's being depicted. But first of all, you have a man depicting Mahaprabhu. I mean, just start with that, and then you've got all the limited things which, when you read the book, are actually unlimited. And as you pointed out yesterday, when we read the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita time by time by time, then more pictures and more kind of broader description comes. And you see what kind of leela, theatre, presentation we saw today. But we are seeing through our ears. This is a process. Guru Maharaj pointed that out too. We are seeing through our oral capacity, our hearing capacity.
We need to switch on our TV.
We have to internally make the conversion from the hearing to the visual. Hare Krishna. And by the way, I hadn't recalled that for a long time, that thing. But truly, by listening on the radio, you forget after a long time. But really, I remember being quite disappointed with the television. Mm. Like here, the radio is giving you more than the television. Today, who's going to believe it? Oh, you're stupid. You're just backward or something.
Well, the television is going to be in the past. In a matter of a year or two.
Now it's going to be three-dimensional, yeah, full domes, right?
It's all wired, it's all internet. God knows what it's going to be.
Oh, we're going to have those, not the Google spectacles, but I saw some really ugly, spooky-looking spectacles on some advert thing, where it puts you in a three-dimensional, like your dome, but like another world entirely.
Another dream.
Another dream, another illusion within illusion.
Layers and layers.
Layers and layers of illusion. Hare Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Ki Jai, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Jai Shri Vrindavan Das Thakur Ki Jai, Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai, Jai Shri Veda Vyas Ki Jai, Shri Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.